This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on Free Talk Live. That's why we called it that. It's the name of the show. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
Please feel free to call in and talk about whatever you want, but we do bring in things to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We call it show prep. And Melanie, apparently you brought in a doozy today. Millennials value sex over politics?
Other way around.
Politics over sex.
Yes.
Politics over sex. That's crazy. That part's crazy.
Well, yeah. It's sane.
Sane? All right. Then tell me about it.
Yeah. So basically they surveyed...
First off, poor millennials and everything that gets blamed on them. But all right.
Well, yeah. So we kill everything, I guess. And
are you a millennial then?
Yeah. I think it starts at 81.
I am Gen X, so, you know, I just sit here and watch the baby boomers blame the millennials.
Yeah, we kill everything, you know, elevator operators, phone, those people that stuck the things in the phones.
Flip phones?
No, the people who, like, connected the line.
Operators, yeah. But I'm just saying, flip phones have been killed off, too. Are millennials responsible?
I mean, I guess, but... I mean, drug dealers still use flip phones. Drug dealers and really, really poor people.
I'll take your word for it.
And paranoid people who are like, I think the NSA is somehow can't listen to my phone calls on this flip phone, but can track me on a smartphone for some reason. That never made sense to me, but I've met some people like that.
Yeah, they probably think that they can, not be tracked or something.
Yeah, if you carry a GPS in your pocket with you everywhere,
then you're probably going to be tracked.
Probably going to be tracked. And if you talk about being tracked, you're probably even more likely to be tracked.
Probably.
Yeah, so apparently now we're killing indiscriminate promiscuity. I don't know that we're killing promiscuity, just the indiscriminate kind.
Okay.
Because you could still be discriminately promiscuous, I guess.
Yes, I suppose you could. So tell me about it.
So basically they surveyed a bunch of people from... They pulled data from OkCupid, and they also surveyed people.
Okay.
And they asked them, and it's not even a majority. It was just an increase. And basically they asked people, would you prefer your partner to, if you would only pick one, to agree with you on politics or to have better sex? And... 30%.
If you're already having good sex, what difference does it make?
I don't think it was better than now. I think it was...
Okay.
It was like... Where did they phrase it?
We'll read the article. Let's start there.
Politics are becoming increasingly more important to young people when looking for a potential romantic partner.
Sure, they have all that college debt, so they need socialism to bring in... what they call socialism to come in and wipe out the college debt or something.
Anarchy will do that, too. Then there'll be nobody to pay it back to. Just the thought. if you're a socialist and that's your reason, there's no DOE, you don't owe it to anybody. But having fireworks in the bedroom isn't, according to reported data from OkCupid, between 2016 and 2018, the number of millennial women defined by Pew Research as those born between... 1981 and 1996.
Well, frankly, a women's opinion on sex is the only one that matters anyway, so go ahead.
Who prioritize dating someone with similar political opinions than having good sex increased from 27% to 42%, the dating service found, according to the New York Post.
Well, it's probably getting harder and harder to find a good liberal man, though.
Probably not.
No? You think they're turning? Women tend to be more liberal than men, right?
Typically, yeah.
That's the statistics. So there's only, presumably, enough so many liberal men to go around for so many liberal women.
There's also a lot of men who will just, like, be liberal because they think it's going to get them laid.
I'm relatively certain that there's some large double-digit percentage of ethnic men who just lied about who they voted for in 2016.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they just voted Trump and said they voted Clinton.
Most people who voted for Trump lied anyway because you don't see him being supported, but he won, so.
Well, we'll see how that goes the next go-round. At this point, he's not going to jail.
He wasn't going to jail anyway. He's president. This is silly.
Yes, the idea that the sitting president was going to somehow be found guilty of something is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah.
An increase was also noted in millennial men, with the amount increasing from 23% to 30%. So not as big of an increase, but, I mean, this isn't even a majority. Like, they're complaining that we're not indiscriminate enough. And this isn't even a majority. 42 is close to a majority, but...
Well, I didn't pick my wife based on her political opinions. Now, being a libertarian, and we got married in 2005, started dating in 2003, you know, this is all pre-Ron Paul, so the idea of just finding a libertarian woman didn't make much sense back then. But I didn't pick her based on her politics. I, you know, just over time, listening to my arguments, I shouldn't use that term. You know, frankly, it was me asking her opinion on what points I should make on the air. So, you know, from that standpoint, she argued herself into it.
Yeah, women are also more malleable about that kind of thing, I think. I'm not suggesting anything about your wife, but as a group, men kind of, and especially anarchist men, I understand why an anarchist man would...
What is an anarchist man?
a man who is an anarchist.
Okay, all right. Can we use the term libertarian referring to me?
So I understand... Well, I just specifically, before that, said not you specifically.
All right.
So I understand why a libertarian man would settle for a woman who is not a libertarian, because you really don't have a whole lot to pick from. But even women who identify as libertarian, they're more LP than anything else.
That's Libertarian Party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand that. It's suboptimal. When I look at that, I'm more like, that sucks for that guy than I am, why would you do that? Also knowing women are more malleable as a species.
Do you have anything to back that up? Because, I mean, I'm scared of the idea that women are more malleable, and they certainly aren't a species. I tend to agree with you that it makes sense to me that they would be more flexible on their, preferences as far as...
I guess not more malleable overall, but more as far as what their partner is. So I guess I can look it up during the break, but if they marry a Republican, they're more likely to become a Republican than a man would be if he married a Republican or a Democrat.
I tend to agree with you. I just don't know if you have anything that to back
it up. I'll look
so,
up.
For instance, if you would have asked my wife in 2003, before she met me, if it was at all likely that she would end up married to an office-holding Republican, she would have said, absolutely not. Right? Like, her family were Labor Democrats for as long as she could remember. She'd voted Democrat every election and, you know, all that stuff. So the idea that that would ever be the case is, you know, completely antithetical to her belief system. Now, you know...
Well, if you ask anybody if they would do a thing before while they were doing the opposite,
yes,
they're probably going to tell you no.
Right.
That's not surprising at all. But then when women do the same thing, when a woman libertarian goes and finds herself a statist, I'm like, why would you do that?
Now, they certainly don't need
to. That doesn't make... You don't need to do that.
They have all...
You have a less success rate in converting him after the fact. What are you doing?
Yeah. I would agree with you. Yeah.
But, yeah, so... But then if you're a Republican or a Democrat, I don't see how you have trouble finding the same person at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of surprised that they don't have, like, Republican date and Democrat date out there. They probably do, but... They're certainly not as well known as things like Tinder and there's J-Date.
Or maybe they just don't need it because it's so, like people who have a lot to pick from who are socially and socially qualified, whatever the opposite of inept is, don't necessarily need those sites.
I don't know. I haven't dated in years. 855-450-3733. Melanie said lots of sexist things. Which one do you disagree with? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live about whatever's on your mind. This live edition, it's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
So if you listened last night, you got a chance to hear Mark Skousen, the economist who puts on Freedom Fest every year. And if you didn't, by the way, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. You just go there and look at the date. So last night's show was March the 24th. You just look for that. Or you can search Mark Skousen. It's a pretty versatile website. You can find it there. But at archives.freetalklive.com, we have episodes that are going back for more than a decade for free for you, by the way. Archives.freetalklive.com. And if you're interested in going to Freedom Fest, this is an incredible event. So Penn Jillette's going to be there. They're going to have, you know, big names again this year. I remember I've seen Donald Trump there. I've seen Glenn Beck there. I've seen Steve Moore and you know, all kinds of economists speak. It's a great event, and also lots of big investors. So if you're looking to do some networking and that kind of thing, Freedom Fest is the place to go. All the big names in the liberty movement are going to be there, and it's worth the event. So you can see the five biggest speeches from last year if you go to freedomfest.com/FTL. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. You can go there and purchase your tickets too, but if you're on the fence, this is worth it. This is worth just going to see. freedomfest.com/FTL. Let's go to Peter calling in from Washington. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to talk about the whole Russian report that came out yesterday, essentially saying that, gee whiz, nothing happened.
The Mueller report, yeah,
and I think what's important to really take away from this, especially as libertarians and perhaps Rothbardian anarchist libertarians, is to view what the state did. And what they did was they came out with a fake, phony story about Russia meddling in our affairs while neglecting the fact that we've been doing what they charged Russia with for more than 50 years, and we're doing it again in Venezuela.
Yeah, on a high level. I mean, right. Russia. If Russia paid for some memes to be put on Facebook, that is small potatoes compared to what the CIA has been doing in other countries. Not to say that Russia's not guilty on a whole bunch of different levels of meddling in people's elections and just frankly subjugating people, but I mean the sin that might have occurred in 2016 is no sin at all compared to these two countries getting involved in other countries' business for decades.
Right, and moreover, you had groups like the Atlantic Council, a think tank that's funded by NATO, by the Defense Department, by essentially the military-industrial complex, a lot of those companies, and they were going after libertarian conservative speakers. I think they went after even Ron Paul in his show that he has. Essentially, they went after people who were saying, who were saying, you know what, this Russian thing is nonsense, you know, don't believe it. And they targeted them, they shadow banned them, meaning that if they posted something on Facebook, for some reason, like their followers or their audience couldn't see it. Therefore, of course, any donations that were possible just didn't happen because of that shadow banning. And most importantly, we see the power of the state when they can throw anyone in jail, and we saw that with, I think notably with Roger Stone, you know, some innocent old man went to jail over a nonsense Russian story. If that isn't tyrannical, I don't know what is.
Well, I mean, they're just saying that not necessarily Trump colluded with the Russians. They can't prove that Trump did it, not that the collusion didn't go on, right?
Right, yeah, but I mean, I think if we use a, you know, logical, analysis here, there's no way. I mean, if that were true, then Russia would have a vested interest in propping up the dollar, and they don't. They've actually dumped all U.S. bonds, they're buying gold, they're in contact with China and Turkey and Iran and India. They all want to dump the dollar. Even the European Union wants to dump the dollar because we sanction everyone and we create incentives not to use the dollar. And so I really do think that this whole Russian thing was a bunch of nonsense. I do think that there was collusion, but it was on Hillary Clinton's part, and there was
Well, I wouldn't propose to know this. I don't have any internal knowledge of what's going on as far as what happened with Russia or what didn't happen with Russia. I've got to take whatever's spit out by the media as much as anybody does. But what I would say is that the idea that what is being purported that Russia did is not very big, and secondly, that the idea that anybody thought that the president of the United States was going to go down over this
is delusional.
Yeah, it's delusional. I mean, like, this is the most powerful position on the planet, and he wasn't going to go down. And if you think you've got that kind of power, you need to sit back and think for a second. That's not how this system has worked. That's not how any system has worked up to this point. The political systems have always favored the rich and powerful over the poor and middle class. But, I mean, you know, by the rich people's standards, everybody in the middle class is poor. But the poor and the unconnected, the people who don't have political connections, they never get to run the political apparatus. They never have. They never will. Please call in anyone. The number is 855-450-3733 and tell me one time in history when the poor and middle class have actually managed to run the government. I've tried to think about it exhaustively. Don't expect it to be easy because I don't have the most limited knowledge of history here. 855-450-3733. Anything else, Peter?
Yeah, I think that the fact that you mentioned the media, it just something came to my head. I think we all know that the media, they lie to us, and this goes back for years, notably in 2001. They clearly lied about this Russian nonsense. They peddled this. I think there was a video of Rachel Maddow even crying about this whole thing.
They say that she came near to tears. I listened to the video. I didn't watch every second of it or anything, so I don't know if she came near to tears or not, but I didn't. She wasn't bawling. She wasn't weeping.
Right. But again, this just shows you the establishment. They were all in this, and it's quite sad that they think we're all idiots or morons.
Do they have any? Is there any good evidence that they're wrong? Right? Like, the people have been putting up with this notion that these people who we have always thought, the government, right? It's just people. We've always thought of them as liars and thieves, and somehow everything they do is okay because we need laws, and without the military, we'd be speaking German or some crap. These are goons, thugs, idiots, lunatics, killers, and thieves. That's what the government is. 855-450. Thanks for the call, Peter. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a joint appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump strongly condemned the deadly rocket attack on a residential community just north of Tel Aviv. The president blamed Hamas for the rocket attack that came from Gaza and says the United States and our commitment to Israel remain strong.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
Democrats are still not ready to move on even after Attorney General William Barr released the principal conclusions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's completed probe, which show that President Trump did not work with Russia to sway the 2016 presidential election. New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says until the full report is out, no conclusions can be made.
We have to see the Mueller report, and we have to see all the evidence behind it. I certainly don't trust Attorney General Barr's summary of it.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You are free to call in, talk live about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about this article that apparently millennials value their romantic partner's politics over good sex. And, of course, somebody called in about the Mueller report, which is on people's mind. So it doesn't surprise me. I can't say I know everything about the Mueller report. I was just unsurprised when it came in and said that there weren't going to be any further arrests, and, you know, that
because you can't arrest the president, so this is all foolishness in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know about can't, but they weren't going. That basically there wasn't enough evidence to indict the president or whatever the heck they were saying. And I just don't think it's likely I just didn't think it. I was like, duh, that's what was going to happen. That's what I've been saying all along. So to me, it was just confirmation to what I had believed up to this point. Let's go to the phones. Got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Melanie, that's the thing you brought up when you started off the phone, when you started off the show, is I don't ever really think women have always been, women have been promiscuous at all. I remember when I got back from Japan, about the only thing I could reconcile myself with, well, there was supposed to be some kind of a sexual revolution happening in the United States. Hey, it wasn't here. I didn't see it.
Okay, well, A, where in the United States did you go, and B, what time frame are we talking about?
Okay, early 70s to oh my God, freaking idiot just walked out front of the roadway.
Well, you're in Louisiana.
Right, and that's where I was. I was in Louisiana.
Okay. So you went to a highly conservative area of the country. I mean, the U.S. is like a third of a continent. And you went, like, just after this revolution. I mean, so, like, what... And I'm not sure what you're comparing it to, but okay, so compared to now, maybe that wasn't the case. Compared to the 1940s or the 1950s, I mean, people weren't really sleeping around at all, and then when they were, they kind of hid it. Like, yeah, it wasn't just a normal thing to sleep with five people before you got married. Like,
I'm just curious, because I really strongly suspect that women's behavior when it comes to sex is more controlled by the limbic part of their brain as opposed to, you know, the other parts of their brain. Well, men's too, but women's is, they're more concerned about other things than just obtaining immediate gratification.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have more risks, but you can look up the stats of, like, number of lifetime partners. They're not as bad as some people might think, because, you know, you might have met somebody who's, you see these people and you're like, oh, I've slept with 27 people, I've slept with 53 people. It's like, okay, that's really horrible, but that's not everybody. So that's going to kind of...
Hear that, folks? If you've slept with 27 people, you're horrible.
How many people are bragging just to make themselves look like, you know, something that they're not?
You probably get that
probably not many women.
Yeah, you probably get that more from men than women.
In high school, there wasn't a guy in high school who hadn't had plenty of sex. Mind you, it was all in their head. But yeah, we do know one guy for a fact that had sex, and that was the high school quarterback. He knocked up three girls.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that was the proof.
Well, I'm sure he regretted it.
Well, those paychecks he got from the Canadian Football League, they gone.
yep, they would be taken care of. I would agree with you that when women, if we're going to make generalizations here, I guess that's what we're talking about. We're talking about sex. Can't talk about sex without talking about genders. When women say that they value politics over X, the good sex or whatever, in this case, in this article, it's good sex, I don't think that they can follow through on that statement necessarily. It's hard enough to find somebody you're compatible with. Once you sit down at a date, you start talking to somebody, you like them, you don't like them, and then once you like them, then you'll make a lot of excuses about whatever it is that might not be, that great about them. And
yeah, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's possible too. It might just be that everybody's lying. I mean, we can't control.
No, I don't think they're lying. I think that people don't know what their motivations are. So when you ask them what their motivations are, they're going to come up with things that they consider to be more socially acceptable, more virtuous than, in fact, what their motivations actually are. Right? If you ask guys what they're looking for in a woman, at least mature guys, what they're looking for in a woman, they may give you a whole variety of things that sound great, but it may not, in fact, be what they're looking for. There's a lot of divorces in America. Half of people are divorced, or I don't remember what the statistic is, but it's half of something.
It's half. It's been declining pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
And then the way those numbers count, so somebody who got divorced 30 years ago still counts as divorced. If you look at the recent divorces, it's a lot lower.
What happens?
Closer to like 30.
What happens with people like my dad who got divorced like five times?
Then it depends on which stats you're looking up.
What's that, Matthew?
It was hard to live with?
Apparently. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. That's the problem. A guy like me who's been married one time and never divorced is, you know, there's somebody out there like my dad who's been married five times. He's passed away now, but so I guess he doesn't count. But he got married five times. So
yeah, and they do count marriages actually, rather than people. So if one guy gets married five times, then they're going to say that four out of five marriages end in divorce.
Right.
You can also look up stats, though, for how many of those are first marriages, and that number is really low.
Yeah, I would say that that's a much more interesting fact, is how many first marriages fail, as opposed to, you know, anything else. But yeah, some people need to, you know, try it at 19 and, you know, give it a run for a year and a half and say, I can't live like this, and then try it again a decade later, and it'll work. I mean, it does. I've met plenty of people like that. Sooner or later, the last relationship you had.
Yeah, they just weren't. Yeah, and I have a friend who did kind of that, but yeah, they just weren't an adult yet, but.
There's a new study out right now. I've got the show prep for it. In fact, it says that now psychologists are saying that people don't become adults until they're in their 30s, according to the scientists, whatever the hell that means, BBC.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then because I back up my sexist statements from the Inquiries Journal, which is a journal for social sciences, arts, and humanities, this article, The Effect of Marriage on Political Identification, 2010, Volume 2, Number 1, Page 1/1. I guess that means page 1. I don't know. By Shirokul Strubber. Another theory that addresses spousal influence is Becker's Joint Household Utility Theory. This theory of party identification implies that both the husband and the wife will vote on the basis of the husband's economic interests. Can 2006. So, yes, that what I said is a thing.
What's the likelihood? So, like, 2 out of 3 or something? Usually that's what they're talking about when they're talking about statistics like this. I mean, if it's just 56%, it's hard to get too excited about it. But 66%, you're talking about some kind of statistics.
Say.
Well, obviously it isn't 100% of the time, right?
Well, no. I mean, nothing in – we haven't gotten that far in neurology or psychology to predict with that kind of accuracy.
Well, we don't want to have that kind of accuracy. Good Lord, that means just –
Yeah, no, that'd be really creepy, but we're not there. Anymore. So.
Well, I guess I'm unsurprised that men and women tend to vote based on the economic benefits to the man's paycheck. So, there you go. What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live on this live edition of Free Talk Live. If it is between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, whatever day it is of the year, we are here on Free Talk Live, live for you. I want to tell you about ForkFest 2019. You can start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, all here this summer. June 13th through the 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is, you know, it's a camping party in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like others to have, or just come and camp. That's what I'm going to be doing. I guess the experience I'd like people to have is I'm going to be broadcasting from there. It's ForkFest. Party. It's decentralized. No one's in charge. It's just you coming and camping. And if you want to give speeches or you want to do things, it's great. ForkFest.party. You can go there. You can find more information, the unofficial Telegram chat, the ForkFest forum, ForkFest.party. Let's get back to this. Is there more in this report about apparently women? I guess it's every millennials is what they're calling it.
More so women, but yes. So yeah. Women are up to 42%, and men are up to 30%.
And 30% of what? What is the question?
Of men and of women would seek out someone who has similar politics rather than someone who would have good sex.
Good sex, that's right. Okay, so politics better than sex, according to millennials or something.
Well, it's not no sex. I guess you still get bad sex. I don't know.
Right, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It didn't specify.
People would have to have had good sex in order to determine what good sex is.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say that I was in a relationship where I thought the sex was going well and that everything else wasn't. And I did not do everything to keep that relationship afloat. So maybe I would fall into this category. I just didn't feel like it was a full, complete person. Didn't have wasn't an adult ready for adulthood, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what your control group looks like,
yeah,
which is going to vary wildly from person.
Sure, there's lots of people that, they're going to be on these dating websites. They've never had sex at all. Other people who are pretty good at it, I guess.
Yeah, so then additionally, the company found that placing more value on politics than what goes on under the sheets isn't a new trend. Since 2004, which was the year I turned 18, OkCupid's data, I was not on there the year I turned 18, but I did turn 18 that year. OkCupid's data shows that the number of young people who prefer to date along party lines increased by 165%. Meanwhile, the amount of people who placed a high value on having a fulfilling sex life decreased by 30%.
So that's a that's the percentage increase, not the percentage of people who answered the question, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, you know, I think it's kind of amusing that they asked the question. I think it's amusing to think about people, you know, dating, looking for these things. But
I'm not surprised why, especially if you're one of the two major parties. Like, why would you add that complication to your life? Like, I wasn't going to marry a statist. Why would and anarchists are harder to find. I think that I would have settled for a minarchist, as long as they were, like, an actual minarchist, not just, like, oh.
You're going to have to define these terms for people. They're not going to know what you mean.
Yes.
What you're saying is
classical liberalism.
A libertarian and versus somebody, sort of a libertarian that believes in small government as opposed to no government.
Yeah, so somebody who actually wants to shrink government to a minimum, you know, roads, fire department, court system, and that's it, versus somebody who's like, oh, yes, I'm a minarchist because I want to legalize weed. Like, well, no, you just want to smoke weed. That's not a political identity, actually.
I think that you can, I guess this is a question for the audience, is can you determine much about a person that you would be looking to date based on their politics?
Absolutely.
Is their politics being similar to yours important in that way? So for me, I knew, like, I'm vain, right? Like, I believe in me, and I knew that I was going to be able to convince anyone because I believe in the ideas of liberty as I represent them. So I figure I could convince anybody who I'd be in a relationship with. So I don't tend to push these ideas on friends and family very hard.
I don't push any conversation on anybody that they don't want to have unless it's a conversation about how they have to pay their bill. So. Because there's no point to that. If I just go around and I'm like, hi, we're going to talk about anarchy today, and they're like, I really don't want to, that accomplishes nothing. It annoys them. It represents anarchy as something that is annoying, and it does me no good because I'm not converting them, and I'm not even practicing debating or anything like that because it's not a debate. It's just me yelling at them.
I'm not sure that anarchy could be really represented as anything but annoying. We are so socialized in Western civ to think of anarchy as a bad thing that even using the term I find pretty unconvincing, at least on a general scale. If you're sitting there and having beers with somebody and you're like, hey, I bet you never knew I was an anarchist, and then you go on and talk to them, maybe you can convince them. But I'm not sure under too many other circumstances that the term just makes people think on fire, people throwing Molotov cocktails, people with bandanas over their faces, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm also okay with being the bad cop because we have way too many good cops, but I don't typically open with that if I'm just in a, like, normal human situation. You get them to trust you, or at least, you know, not think of you as an insane person, and then you bring that up later. Hopefully they'll bring it up later. They're probably not going to bring up anarchy later, but they will probably at some point ask you a question to which a responsive answer is, I'm an anarchist.
Well, at some point or another, that's probably true. Well, as far as this goes, I guess the audience I'm looking for the answer to the question is, do you think you can figure out things about your prospective mate based on their political party? So, you know, for instance, there's lots of good people out there that are Democrats and lots of good people out there that are Republicans, lots of good people out there that vote for the Green Party, you know, and people that don't vote at all, they don't think about these things. To me, I wouldn't look for that. I'd look for their value set, what kind of character do they have.
Something about your values. So,
but a lot of people would never even consider, like, 50% of the population doesn't vote in a presidential election. So, do they have no values?
No, so that part is kind of less important to me, but your political beliefs overall, not even necessarily, you know, the letter behind your name, but for most people, that's what it's going to be, because most people adopt one of the two main ideologies.
But mostly they adopt that ideology because of one reason, one issue.
That's what their parents were.
Well, that may be it. But usually they've got one issue that turns them. So, like, I've got gay friends, and you don't like my gay friends if you're a Republican. Right? Like, they haven't thought about this. They haven't considered it. They haven't spent any time looking at this stuff.
Well, then that tells me enough right there.
Well, it doesn't, though. I mean, it just shows that they're not interested in this subject enough to learn more about it. That's all. I mean, if somebody goes and votes because somebody told them they should, that doesn't make them a good or bad person. They think it makes them a better person because they're supposed to go, you got to rock the vote, right? But
yeah, so if, you know, somebody disagrees over whether sales tax should be 8% or whether we should have property tax instead and put sales tax at 0%, that does not really tell me much about that person. Really. But, I don't know, it's also the case that what people would consider my political ideology is also the main part of my moral system.
Well, that's how it is with libertarians, and that's why Free Talk Live is an outreach of the Shire Free Church. It's ministry, because we're actually purporting a moral philosophy as opposed to just another radio program telling you to vote for some particular political party. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, voting for a political party is not a solution to anything.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's as true for Republicans or Democrats, but there's moral problems that I know would come up if I was married to a Democrat, and there's moral problems that I know would come up if I was married to a Republican, so I don't see how mixing those would work.
Well, if your philosophy is good enough, then you should be able to convert them, right? The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. Or you can use the Discord lines. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com. Download the app there, discord.freetalklive.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.